A suicide bombing in Afghanistan brings to mind that many nations there contend for influence in Afghanistan. Bombers struck the Indian embassy last week. It was the second attack on that embassy in a little over a year. The Taliban later claimed responsibility.
Journalist Steve Cole has written a great deal about Afghanistan, including the Pulitzer Prize-winning book Ghost Wars. He's in our studios. Welcome to the program once again.
Thanks for having me.
Why would somebody target the Indian embassy in Afghanistan?
Well, we tend to think of the war in Afghanistan as one between international forces and the Taliban, but in a lot of ways it's also a proxy contest between Islamist militias based in Pakistan and the government of India. And many of the Taliban-related groups see their war as a struggle against India as much as a struggle against the United States.
Let's remember the historical background here. You've got India and Pakistan, one majority Hindu, one majority Muslim, right next to each other. They've been to war repeatedly over the years.
Divided in 1947 into two nations based in part on religious identity. And they fought three wars, but the last one was now almost 40 years ago. So they've been more in a Cold War that has been characterized by these proxy contests in which each side tends to use irregular militias to keep the other off balance.
So one way to see the last several decades of fighting in Afghanistan, this neighboring nation, is as a kind of shadow contest between the two larger countries nearby.
It's one of the subterranean narratives of the war, and I think it's especially prominent now because the Pakistani government is still trying to decide where its interests in Afghanistan lie. And historically, they've seen the Taliban as potentially their ally, not because they especially love the Taliban's ideas, but because they recognize that the Taliban is something that would keep India off balance and India out of a controlling role in Afghanistan.
Does India actually try to exercise influence on Afghanistan, which is, after all, over on the other flank of their sometime enemy Pakistan?
Well, the Indian government would point out that they've had a long independent relationship in Afghanistan that goes back centuries. They're building roads, they're helping the people, they're keeping track of their own regional energy needs and trade needs and so forth. The Pakistanis see a much more nefarious agenda than that. They see the Indian embassy trying to encircle Pakistan. And so they try to fight back with their own Islamist militias. That's the proxy war that the United States has kind of swirling around it in Afghanistan.
They fight back in Afghanistan. That's part of the reason that the Pakistani government has been entangled with these Islamist militias over the years.
Indeed. And Pakistan looks across the border at India and sees an industrial power, larger population, larger military, great economic potential. And they ask themselves, how can we defend our existence against this large aggressor as they see it? And they have two answers. One is we need a nuclear deterrent so that they can't invade us with their army without risking nuclear escalation. And two, we can use these Islamist militias as asymmetrical balancers. And I think India has regional interests in Afghanistan and Iran and Central Asia that mostly have to do with its insatiable need for energy supplies. They need footholds in gas and oil producing regions in their own neighborhood so that over time they can pipe the energy they need into India. Pakistan sees India with that agenda and an additional nefarious one, which is the instability of Pakistan itself.
But let me ask this question, though. When there is an embassy bombing or a bombing on any Indian target, and there periodically have been, in this case, the Taliban claims responsibility. It's not the Pakistani government. It's this militia with links, historic links to the Pakistani government. Does the government of India look at that and presume, well, Pakistan did that? We just got attacked by Pakistan there.
They do. The previous Indian embassy bombing was carried out by a particular network of Taliban known as the Haqqani Network that has particularly close historical ties to the Pakistani intelligence services. And there was some evidence cited by American officials of intercepts suggesting that perhaps in this case the Pakistani security establishment or elements of it had in fact been aware of the plan to attack the Indian embassy.
Does that increase the chance of conflict or even war between India and Pakistan when there's an event like this?
Well, it reflects the broad tension between India and Pakistan, in which certainly the Pakistani government has not yet forsworn the use of Islamist militias as a means to destabilize India. And India, for its part, while showing restraint, nonetheless is unconvinced that the Pakistani government is ready to normalize relations and to end its support for these, what India would regard as these terrorist groups.
Is it possible that you have militant groups who feel that it would be in their interest to drive Pakistan and India to war against each other?
Absolutely. There is no unity of command between the Pakistan government and these groups, even where they may maintain some ties and even where they may see targets in a similar way. Many of these Islamist groups are clearly breaking away from their Pakistani supervisors. They have been doing so for a period of 10 years, and you really have a kind of scrambled environment in which increasingly Islamist leaders make their own decisions about what kind of war they're fighting, and India is certainly on their target list independently.
Steve Cole is president of the New America Foundation and author of Ghost Wars. Thanks for coming by.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.